Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 25th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Government has the numbers, and while we may see a lot of heat around the vote, it's only going one way.
Dáil speaking rights row to come to a head, and US war plans accidentally sent to a journalist. Plus, we've all did the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Dáil will vote today on whether or not to accept new speaking time arrangements. It brings the long-running controversy to a head. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
It's been more than 2 months since this row delayed the election of a Taoiseach, and there's been little change on either side since the coalition voted through changes to give more speaking time to backbenchers, including Michael Lowry and his independents, as well as cutting the amount of overall time the Taoiseach takes questions for in the Dáil chamber. The government says it's to give a voice to its backbenchers. The opposition says it's coalition TDs trying to have their cake and eat it too. They say it will diminish the ability of the opposition to hold the government to account. Opposition parties say they won't cooperate with pairing arrangements for ministers and will keep all options of protest on the table. But at the end of the day, the government has the numbers, and while we may see a lot of heat around the vote, it's only going one way.
The White House says it's investigating how plans for airstrikes in Yemen were accidentally leaked in a messaging group that included a journalist. Jeffrey Goldberg from The Atlantic says he was unexpectedly added to the group chat, which included discussions of action against Houthi rebels. Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth is said to have posted operational details, but denies anyone was texting war plans.
You're talking about a deceitful and highly discredited so-called journalist who's made a profession of peddling hoaxes time and time again.
The payment for people opening up their homes to host Ukrainian refugees is being reduced. Cabinet will this morning approve plans to cut the rate paid under the accommodation recognition payment from €800 to €600 per month. The hosting scheme introduced in 2022 is also being extended until March next year, in line with the European Temporary Protection Directive. House price inflation has reached an eight-year high. A new report from DAF.ie shows house prices rose by 3.7% during the first 3 months of this year. The average price of a home in the first quarter of the year was over €340,000. Author of the report, economist Ronan Lyons, says there just aren't enough second-hand homes available.
What we're seeing is very strong pressure in the sales market. What I mean by that is there's very strong demand, quite weak supply. If you just take one number, how many second-hand homes are there in the market at the moment? Across the entire country, there were only 9,270 homes available for sale on the 1st of March.
Sinn Féin is describing the latest DAF.ie figures as alarming. The party's housing spokesperson, Eoin O'Brien, says the current picture is very concerning.
This is one of the most concerning DAF.ie house price reports in quite some time. And what it shows is not only house prices rising, but at an alarming rate. We're seeing median house prices in Dublin range for new builds between €490,000 and €700,000, right out to the commuter belt and even beyond. Very, very high double-digit house price inflation.
Ireland's electricity network is facing a challenging number of years due to expected increased demands on its power grid. An analysis of demand by Airgrid over 10 years reveals its forecast to increase by 45% between 2023 and 2034. Peak demand is forecast to increase by 24% by 2034. Alan Cantwell has more.
Ireland recorded a new peak demand of 6,024 megawatts on the 8th of January this year, the first time that peak electricity demand passed the 6,000 megawatt mark. Demand first passed the 5,000 megawatt mark during the extreme cold snap of 2010. By the end of 2034, Airgrid's analysis shows that will be above the 7,000 megawatt mark. Airgrid's analysis shows that further new electricity generation will be required to secure the transition to high levels of renewable electricity over the coming decades. It also shows that towards the end of the decade, electricity demand from electric vehicles is expected to grow significantly. Similarly, the residential sector is expected to account for the majority of electrified heating demand through the installation of heat pumps. It says the delivery of the new Celtic interconnector, which will connect the electricity transmission system of Ireland and France, along with new gas capacity, improves the outlook for the period of 2027 to 2028.
TikTok star Garen Noon has returned to social media. The comedian and musician says he stands over what he said in a video about immigration, which caused controversy at the weekend. He's thanked his supporters and says he believes most people understood what he was trying to say. In entertainment news, Bastille frontman Dan Smith says ticket touting is frustrating on many levels as artists want to keep prices fair for their fans. A UK government consultation is looking into how to improve the system and stop overly inflated resales ending up online. The singer says it's galling to know most of the extra money they're charging isn't going back to people who work really hard to put a tour together. And in sport, in soccer, the FAI's director of football, Mark Callum, says he's confident the government is committed to providing the funds to help League of Ireland clubs develop their academies. Brexit has prevented young footballers from signing for UK clubs before the age of 18, which has made developing academies a priority issue for Irish football's governing body. One of the sports policies included in the programme for government is to explore new mechanisms for the creation of football academies with the FAI and League of Ireland. Mark Callum says it's crucial to keep the lines of communication open with the government.
First of all, it's positive that they've committed to that into their programme for government. So there's a commitment there already, which is written and also verbally committed and privately as well. So I think that's a good first step in terms of what that looks like moving forwards.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.